Ovis Peg Dal Mishnah Yud. Reb Meir Omer. The Tanner Reb Meir is the Godel Shebetanoim, Godel Shebedori of the Dor of Talmidei Reb Akiva. Stam Mishnah Kirev Meir, which means that the Stomius HaMishnah is Lefi the Girsa that went through the Shita of Reb Meir. Each one of the Talmidim of Reb Akiva has a different chelik in Teh Deiz Miyuchid, but the Stomius the Mishnais, which is the Iker of Teresh Baal Peh, is Kirev Meir. Gemara says she'im b'deri k'meir shel r'meir k'moisai. What's interesting is that the Gemara brings down Gemara in Gittin that r'meir is mizare shel gerim. He comes from the enekloch of Nero and Caesar, who was one of the Roman emperors before the Churban Bayis. Interesting, like his Rebbe Rebbe Kiva. Grad has brought down that r'meir the sugi in the end of the first parak in. And Erevin says that Reb Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and then he became a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, something you don't generally find by the Tanoi. Reb Meir Omer have a memayit be'esik, v'asoik b'teira. Gerada, this is consistent with, you look at the last Mishnah in Arichas Dvarim, the end of Kiddushin, and it talks over there, what trade should a person teach his son? Mitzvah for a father to set his son up for success in life, and umnis nikiyah v'kalo. And one sheet over there is Reb Meir, and the other sheet is Reb Nahiroi. Any melamed bini ela Torah. And the Gemara says in a few places there Reb Nahiroi and Reb Meir is one name. Shtims with this lashon over here, memayit be'esik v'asoik b'Torah. Tez Yom Tov is bothered. What's the chiddush over here? Chiddush is that a person should be memayit in Yon Elam Azen. He should be esik more in Yon Ruchnim. Seems like this is not just an example. Save less, spend less money on yourself, give more money for tzedakah. Memayit be'esik mil is more time for learning. But the miut ha'esik itself creates the hatzlacha in learning. The Mishnah then continues, v'avishval ruach b'fnei kol adam. Again, this is something that we've had in a number of memories so far. We even had the lashon before, ma'id ma'id havishval ruach. That's not what it says over here. V'havishval ruach b'fnei kol adam. The Shval Ruach over there, Ma'id Ma'id Havi Shval Ruach, is the Maila Atzmus of a person who's Onov, like we see the Asoga of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayish Moshe Onov Mikolish Hashem Apnei Adam, he's Ma'id Ma'id Havi Shval Ruach. Here the Dogish is not on Ma'id, it's not on Ma'id Ma'id for sure, but it's also Bifnei Kol Adam. Perhaps there's a connection over here in the Mamayit Be'esik Vasuk Vatayra. Most of the memories over here, the next two that we didn't read yet, are about Esik Vatayra. So it could be that the Mishnah is suggesting a piece of advice. If a person wants to be Mamayit Be'esik, he doesn't want to have the Yetzirah to be in an endless rat race for as much Hatzlocha and Panos as he can. If a person is a Shval Ruach B'fnei Kol Adam, this is not talking about Midas Anova. That alts a person's Maila Atzmis Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous Madrega and it's an infinite thing to work on. But here we're talking specifically Legabe, the ability of a person to be Mitzamtzim his Esik, and to be asoik b'Torah is when he doesn't have a need to measure up to standards. It's an ongoing problem. It's a problem by us. Person has to join the rat race because he has to live up to expectations. If a person wouldn't join the rat race, the Mesillas Yesharim even says if a person wouldn't have a Yetzirah for COVID, he would be happy to eat simple food and live in a simple house, surrounded by nothing, by basic needs met. A lot of how we dress and what we do on vacation and what our houses look like have to do with Mayim Abrius. The Shval Ruach Bifnei Kol Odom creates much more of an ability to be Mamayit Be'esik and Oisik Bateira. Vim Bataltum and Ateira, he speaks to this in the Kudos, if a person does get caught up with the rat race, Yesh Lecha Batelum Habi Kenegdecha. Oilam Hazeh has a gravitational pull. The more a person gets pulled into the sucking motion of Oilam Hazeh, the more he gets Kishlep. By what? By everything. By everything and anything. Harbe b'telum k'negdecha. V'momalto b'teiru. Yesh lo ischar harbe liten l'cho. It might seem that he's taking away from the pleasures in life. Lavi yedea, that a person has an infinite reward waiting for him. There's an emphasis put over here, the Mufarshim say, imomalto b'teiru, not lamadeta teiru. The point over here is how much a person has to struggle and toil in order to be memayit from his esik and olam hazeh, and to be marbeh in his esik olam habo. And that is the major impetus in the schar harbe that's nitin to those that are in this nisai. Mishnah Yeralf, Reb Elazar ben Yankiv Omer. The Mishnah over here is not chronological because Reb Elazar ben Yankiv is a Tana Koidemis. The Gemara explains, the Gemara in Yuma explains that one of the Mesechtis that became part of the Seder HaShas only after the Churban HaBayis was the Mesechta of Midos. Midos goes through the basic structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And Bimei HaBayis, it wasn't necessary to have this as Seder Mishnayis, it was visual. Mashaken after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so there the Chachomim in Yavne created a new Masechta called Midos, and that became the Tzurusa Deshmaitza of what the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah looked like. Lemaisa, the Arayas that Reb Elazar ben Yankiv is really a few days later. What we just said means Reb Elazar ben Yankiv, the Mavur, is a Tana that lived, that was intimately familiar with the Tzur of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was the Bar Samcha to be Mishanan and be Mizachik, the Nusach HaMishnayis of Mesechas Midos. But there's a Tana that's later on. Ben Azai, who's Ben Deir Shur B'Kivo, Motso Megillas Yuchsin B'Yushalayim, the Gemara says, in Yivomis, Ubo Kosuv, famous Memra, Mishnas Reb Elazar ben Yankiv Kav V'Noki. If you go in downtown Yerushalayim, near Rehov Yafo, by the Knesset Aliyah, there's a street over there called Kav V'Noki. You look at the bottom, it says the street is named after Reb Elazar ben Yankiv. Okay? Street signs in Yerushalayim is also a heligazach. Lemaisa Kav means, because the Mefarshim bring down that there's 102 memories from Reb Elazar ben Yankiv, Commissioner's Kav. It doesn't say that much. There's not that many memories from Reb Elazar ben Yankiv, but Noki, Halach Kemoisa. B'derechal, Halach Zach Reb Elazar ben Yankiv. But Lemaisa, Ben Azeh found that's an earlier Reb Elazar ben Yankiv, but there's another Reb Elazar ben Yankiv that's also Mibnei Doirom of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. The fact that he's mentioned over here after the Mishnah of Rebbe would seem to indicate that. So it's not clear who this Mishnah is from. Reb Elazar ben Yankiv Omer. Ho'isa mitzvah achas koinoloi praklit echod. A person does one mitzvah, he has one malach ha-goyel, one white malach that's being melech for him in Shamayim. Look at the nusach that we say before Kaporis talks about this. Malach melech. Ve'oiva avera achas koinoloi kategor achad. The person's over in avera is a shvarza malach. Is a malach hamikatrik. Tshuva umaisim tovim kitris bifnei hapironus. There's two things over here that are like a shield to protect the person from midas adin. Could be that this nekuda, the tshuva is keneged averos, to destroy malachim hamikatrikim, and the maisim tovim is every maisim tovim is moisif bischusim and melitzim tovim that a person has. And they're both ketris lefnei aperonis. Obviously, there's an oimik in each word. What's the tris is a shield. In Ivrit today, they use the word tris as window shades, those thick window shades that keep out the heat and the noise. Lefnei aperonis, not clear. Does peronis over here mean the regular midas hadin? Does it mean gehenim? Does it mean things that happen because of midas hadin in the outside world, but not necessarily related to his averit? Not clear. Reb Yochanan Sandler Oimer. Reb Yochanan Sandler is a Tana that's mentioned, I'll shame his umnis. It happens to be that there's a lot of Sifri Yuchsin that relate different Rishonim, as Enichluch, most notably Rashi, as direct descendants of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who was a direct descendant of Hillel HaZoke. Now, Sandler would seem to be a lowly trade, a shoemaker. Others, Taina, that the word Sandler over here, the Sefer Yuchsin Taina is, that it means Sandlorin, which means precious gems. He was in the diamond industry. No, it's a little bit higher on the totem pole. Vinishvi, his Ike Yichus, was the fact that he was from the Talmidim of Hakman Rebbe Kiva, and he was together G'dele Tanoim with Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. Kol Knesiyah Shehid L'Shem Shamayim, Soifel L'Skayim, any gathering which is L'Shem Shamayim, Soifel L'Skayim, they used to quote this always by the beginning of every Knesiyah G'dele of the Agudas Yisrael. V'She'ena L'Shem Shamayim, if it's people getting together, l'shem COVID, l'shem political power, and so on, even if there are good intentions, what could be accomplished there, l'maisa ein sefer l'skayim. Ultimately, it's going to break up into different groups. That's just the way it is. A dover ruchni has staying power, and a dover gashmi does not have staying power.